This is Dead at Alan Gold. I am Andy Heaton. This is my second attempt at the intro, so we're just going to get right into it. I'm joined by Mo Stute for the latest edition, the first in a long while. Mo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. Long-time listener, first-time take-a-parter.
There you go. Well, we did have a discussion about how we might introduce you to the show, and then we just decided, you know, fuck it.
They all
just
know who I am.
Everyone knows who you are.
For better or worse.
Nah, it's all good, it's all good. Another thing I liked about just prepping for this show, I mean, when I say prep, we've just had a chat for about 5 minutes, haven't we? Is that normally I take details of names, goals, age, and scribble down and work out the guest's age for each goal so we can kind of shape around it. And it turns out, Mo, you're a month older than me.
Yeah.
And I always thought I was older than you, so, I mean...
Well, I've given you a little gift to begin with, how's that?
No, I'll fucking take it. I'll take it. Right, okay, so let's get into this. Good selection of goals. Two I don't think we've had before. And then one we have had, but I love the story around it, so it's absolutely fine. So... as ever, we go chronologically. I'll basically just give you the year and the month, and I'll let you run with it. So we go to, you would have been 7 years old?
7 years old.
1989, Wembley, May.
So it's funny you mentioned that I was 7 years old because my age was irrelevant at that point because that day was my mum's 30th birthday. And so we moved from London as a family to Kent. In late 85, and so both my parents, all of their family lived in London. Everybody was London-centric. We moved out to the sticks because it was cheaper to buy a house. But that kind of 45-minute distance from London was apparently a massive barrier for everybody because no one ever came to visit us until my mum's 30th birthday. This was the first time, like, most of the family had been to our house. So it was a very, very special occasion. Such a special occasion that I wasn't allowed to watch the FA Cup final when it happened because we were preparing for my mum's 30th birthday. Now, as you can imagine, as a seven-year-old boy, I didn't really quite understand why I wasn't allowed to watch the game. But...
I can't even process this information. I mean, there's no cameras on this one, but I'll let you describe my...
To say that there was the mother of all tantrums being pulled and it got me absolutely nowhere. So I just basically had to play ball.
And there's no devices here as well.
No, exactly.
We're back in the day. You can't like sneak off to the bathroom for like half an hour and go, oh.
Yeah, and it was Saturday, so it's not even like there was like we didn't have late papers back in Kent in those days. So like, I guess in some ways that was good. Like the only compromise that I was given was that they set the video to record it. So I got to see the game in its full, all the build up at a later time.